All right. We're in Siman Tov Rish, Lamed Ches. The Mechaber says, "Im achash asa hashir, if after you built the sukkah, hatzarech min adafanos, and the walls that are needed, v'nisham hachshah sukkah hosip dofen, you added a fourth wall, which wasn't really needed, lo mitasra, that wall doesn't become asar or muksa. Avam asar ba'atan stam, but if you made the four walls of the sukkah together, kulan asurus and muksos, then they all become muksa. This is only if you've sat in the sukkah at some point, so that it now becomes a sukkah. But if you built the sukkah, but you never actually sat in it to be yotzei the mitzvah, lo nasra, it doesn't become aser. The hazman alav milsi, because the rule is that if you just prepare something to be used, but you don't actually use it, then it doesn't get that status. So like a shofar, if you make a shofar, but you don't use it as a shofar, it's not called a shofar. A tefillin bag, if you make a tefillin bag, but you never actually put the tefillin in it, so then it doesn't have the status of a tefillin bag, which you can't use for other purposes. Siv beiz v'chein, achalam amashram shetolam basukkah gedei lana'osa. If you have food or drink which you hang in the sukkah in order to beautify the sukkah, Asr listapik mehem kol shmona afilu naflu. You're not allowed to use them for any other purpose, even if they fell. Ubi yom tov v'shabbos asr l'taltam d'muksim heim. On yantav and Shabbos, you can't move them at all because they're muksa. V'im hisna lehem b'shah shetla'am v'amar eini bodo mehem kol ben ashmashos. But if when you hung them up, you made a condition that you're allowed to use them for other purposes, shel shmona yamim, harizim mistapik mehem b'chol ish yirtza, then you're allowed to use them for other purposes. Shari lo hiksa osam v'lo chala em kedusha sasukma v'nachshu kamosa. Because since you said, I don't want these to have the kedusha of a sukkah, so you're allowed to do that, to uproot that kedusha. So we see that there's two separate isurim when it comes to the decorations of the sukkah. One is, all 8 days of sukkahs, that you're not allowed to use it for another purpose. Once you hung something up for beautification purposes, you're not allowed to use it for another purpose. And therefore, if you know that the kids are going to, let's say you have apples hanging, you know kids are going to pull down the apples and eat them, so you shouldn't really hang that up there if there's potential that someone's going to use it for something else. So that's only if you're using it for other purposes. Then the other issue is whether the decorations are muksa, not allowed to be moved at all, not allowed to be touched. So that's only on Shabbos and Yantif itself that you wouldn't be allowed to move the decorations. But on Shabbos, but on Chol HaMoed, the decorations are not muksa, and you would be allowed to move them, you just can't use them for other purposes. There's no tilt on muksa when it comes to the Chol HaMoed. The question is, what happens if the stuff falls on the table, or would you be allowed to move it? So the Ber Halacha says that it could be that for Ochel Nefesh purposes, to allow you to be able to eat, then you would be allowed to move muksa. But the Prima Gadam writes that really you shouldn't. Rather, if it falls on the table, so you should shake it off the table or something like that. Or you could call it a graf shel rei, which means that if there's something that's so disgusting, so you'd be allowed to move it even if it's muksa. So too, if something falls on the table and it's so disgusting that it's bothering you from eating, so then you'd be allowed to move it because of a graf shel rei. So again, if something falls down on the table, it appears that you would be allowed to move it for a variety of reasons. If it falls on the floor, so then you wouldn't be able to move it. You would have to, I guess, kick it to the side or something like that, so that it doesn't get ruined. But if it's muksa, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. There's one interesting question that Chassam Sofer raises. Someone who had an extra esrog, so they hung it up as a decoration. And then a person came from out of town, and they didn't have an esrog. So is he allowed to take that esrog down in order to allow the other guy to use that to be yotzei the mitzvah? So the Chassam Sofer said that it's mutter, because even though it's aser mishum muksa, still chol hamoed you're allowed to move it. It's not muksa, and mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, and the whole iser is a bizui mitzvah if it's degrading to the mitzvah. But here, where you're using it to be yotzei another mitzvah, so for sure it would be okay.